The Syracuse agency that helps people with domestic and relationship violence wants local residents to know they're still providing support and intervention services. Vera House Director Randy Bregman says some have changed due to the coronavirus and concerns about staying safe, but shelters remain open. Therapy and advocacy have moved to mostly phone or video meetings, and she says the new methods have come with some unexpected benefits.
We've even had therapists who describe the opportunity to get to see a special animal that somebody has in their home that they've talked about, but now that they're doing video conferencing, the victim or survivor can show them their animal. And we're trying to focus on the positives. Yes, we know that we're missing that direct in-person contact.
For victims and survivors of abuse, Bregman notes orders of protection are extended until further notice. She's concerned with so many people staying home.
The flip side of keeping people safe from the virus is forcing people to be kept in homes where they may not be safe. Because most of our calls come in during the day, I think when victims may be separated from the person who's hurting them.
Economic concerns and stress are running high now, but Bregman says they never consider those causes of violence because people can make other choices. They are, however, contributing factors. Anyone interested in helping can reach out to a suspected victim. Let them know about the orders of protection and that Vera House services continue. Their hotline for any report or information is 315-468-3260. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WYER.org.